Years of the modern, years of the unperformed. Your horizon rises. I see it parting away from all our gut drama. I see not America only, not only Liberty's nation, but other nations preparing. I see tremendous entrance and exit, new combinations, the solidarity of races. I see that force advancing with irresistible power on the world's stage. The old forces, the old wars, played their part. Are the acts suitable to them closed? I see freedom completely armed and victorious and very haughty, with law on one side and peace on the other, a stupendous trio all issuing forth against the idea of caste. What historic denouement are these who so rapidly approach? I see men marching and countermarching by swift millions. I see the frontiers and boundaries of the old aristocracy broken. I see the landmarks of European kings removed. I see this day the people beginning their landmarks. All others give way. Never were such sharp questions asked as this day. Never was average man, his soul, more energetic, more like a god. Know how he urges and urges, leaving the masses no rest. What whispers are these, O land, running ahead of you, passing under the seas? Are all nations communing? Is there going to be but one heart for the globe? Is humanity forming en masse? Tyrants tremble, crowns grow dim. The earth restless confronts a new era, perhaps a general, divine war. No one knows what will happen next, but portents fill the days and nights. Years prophetical, the space ahead as I walk, as I vainly try to pierce it, is full of phantoms. Unborn indeed, things soon to be forget their gates around. This incredible rush and heat, this strange, ecstatic fever of dreams, O years, your dreams, O years, how they penetrate through me. I know not whether I sleep or wake. The performed America and Europe grow dim, the tiring shadow behind me. The unperformed, more gigantic than ever, advance, advance upon me. I was looking a long while for intention, for a clue to the history of the past, for myself and for these chants. And now I have found it. It is not in those paged fables in the library. Them I neither accept nor reject. It is no more in the legends than in all else. It is in the present. It is this earth, today. It is in democracy, the purport and aim of all the past. It is the life of one man or one woman today, the average man of today. In languages, social customs, literatures, arts. It's in the broad show of artificial things. Ships, scenery, politics, creed, modern improvement, and the interchange of nations. All for the modern. All for the average man of today. Passage. Immediate passage. The blood burns in my veins. Away, O soul. Hoist instantly the anchor. Cut the hawsers, haul out, shake out every sail. Have we not stood here like trees in the ground long enough? Have we not groveled here long enough, eating and drinking like mere brutes? Have we not darkened and dazed ourselves with books long enough? Sail forth, here for the deep waters only, reckless, O soul, exploring, I with thee and thou with me. We are bound where Mariner has not yet dared to go. We will risk the ship, ourselves, and all. Oh, my brave soul, oh, father, father sail, oh, daring joy.